Well, it's 1 month until kickoff in the Women's Football World Cup in France, a tournament that will put the Matildas to the ultimate test. Ranked sixth in the world, the Matildas are a real chance of progressing deep into this comp, led by captain Sam Kerr. But big questions remain about the team's preparation. You remember the head coach, Alan Stajic, was dramatically sacked in January. His removal saw Ante Milicic rise to the top job, leaving him just months to reunite the team and prepare a game plan for France. Ante Milicic is the head coach of the Matildas. Ante Milicic, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You took over as coach of the Matildas on the 17th of February. That's less than 5 months out from the World Cup. You've got one last training camp to come in Turkey. Is the team ready to take on the best and win?
Well, the team will be ready by the time we get to the World Cup. Yeah, I mean, look, fortunate to get those three games in Australia, which was, nice at the back end of February and early March. So I got to know the squad and, work with them. At the same time, we got to play the number one ranked team in the world, USA, away. So you learn a lot from being in that environment and playing against the best. So, now the players have gone back to their clubs and they're ticking over, they're keeping fit and they're focused and, really looking forward to going to Turkey in a couple of weeks and starting our preparation for the World Cup in France.
Well, we've got something to build on. We made the quarterfinals in the World Cup in 2015. We bowed out to the eventual runners-up in Japan. That was our best result for Australian football so far. How far do you think the team will have to progress for this tournament to be considered a success?
Oh, look, I do want to now start saying how far we can go and what's successful. I think what we really need to focus on is our first game. We can't get ahead of ourselves. I've been studying a lot about Italy now and, watched quite a few of their players live as well, and they're such a developing nation in the women's game. So we really must be, all focused on that first game, and then we build on from there. Let's just worry about the first game. It's a difficult group, but at the same time, the focus will be on ourselves. And as I mentioned earlier, we will be prepared to do well in the tournament, that's for sure.
You're going to be judged on the team's results, but you'll also be judged on the style of football we play. What kind of football have you been preparing the Matildas to deliver?
I think it's quite evident in the four games that I've been in charge with that we want to play a very much possession-based game, a lot of attacking football. And when you look at the squad as a whole, I think we've got some good technical footballers there who like to play forward. We've got a lot of goals in our side. We've got a lot of speed in there. We're quite a good transition side as well. So the focus will always be on ourselves. Well, of course, we'll respect our opponents and do a lot of analysis of the opposition. But, ultimately, it's about us.
And who are the teams you're most worried about?
Again, let's pay a lot of respect to Italy, their first opponent. That's where our focus is going to be because, there's only three games in the group stage, so you need to get off to a good start. So, we'll worry about Italy. Yes, there are. If you look at the tournament, there's a lot of teams there that are capable of winning it, no doubt. But, all our energy and focus will be on Italy, and we know we need to get a good start to give ourselves a chance of progressing out of the group.
We've been lucky in our group, haven't we, in our pool? I mean, Italy, Brazil and Jamaica, we're ranked ahead of those teams in the world. Do you have to sort of guard against complacency in that sense?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say that there's a massive difference. I think Italy's like 15 in the world. Brazil's got a lot of history, got a lot of experienced players. They're a top 10 side and never an easy game against Brazil as well. And Jamaica gives you a completely different style. So, any team that's qualified for the World Cup has done that because of their quality. So, we won't be disrespecting any opponent, but at the same time, there's going to be a strong focus on ourselves. And I believe that, with the work that we've got ahead of us, that making sure that everyone's fit and available for selection and gets to know the playing style a lot more, that we're confident that we can do well in our group and hopefully progress out into the latter stages of the tournament.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 20-7. Our guest is Ante Milicic, head coach of the Matildas. Well, you're not short on talent, coach, with the Matildas, but you're blessed to have one of the greatest players in the world, Sam Kerr. You made her captain of the team. How important is Sam Kerr to this campaign? And how she responded to that responsibility. She was really chuffed, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw a lot of leadership qualities in Sam. You know, she's a great leader both on and off the field, and she's really enjoying the football. And she started off well, also in the American League as well this season with Chicago. So she's doing well, and we're very fortunate to have a player that's recognised on the world stage. But you know, the women's game is growing, and a lot of other nations have got some good players as well. But again, you know, she really gets along well with the group, she's really enjoying her leadership qualities as well and her role. She hasn't really changed much. She always, you know, plays with a smile on her face, and I think that's the Australian way. So you know, really looking forward to her, you know, having a good tournament as an individual, but also as the team together, collectively as a whole. And you know, I think we saw signs in the USA game how deadly Sam is as well in front of goals as well. Her goal was well taken, and she got herself in some really good positions as well, and you know, created some good chances. So you know, we just want to make sure that she stays fit and available, and continues to keep playing some very good football.
Does the presence of a superstar like Sam Kerr in a team, does that give a team like the Matildas a certain buzz at a tournament like the World Cup?
I think it does, and one thing that actually did stand out to me was, you know, when we played in Australia, our third group game was against Argentina, and I couldn't help but notice at the end of the game, you know, a lot of players coming up to Sammy and wanting to take either a photo with her or wanting to swap the jersey. So, you know, it just sort of gave, I think the people that saw that a real idea of how big a world star she is.
Yeah.
You know, she's very well respected in the world's game, and I think you know, we really have to be proud of that and really embrace that, because she's still got a lot of good football in front of her, and I think we're fortunate that we've got a fantastic leader in Sammy. And at the same time, I'm fortunate myself, because I've been to two World Cups with the men's team as well, and I've worked with some great leaders with Mila Jedinak and Timmy Cahill and Mark Milligan, so some fantastic professionals, and you know, I've seen a lot of those leadership qualities in Sammy, so you know, she's doing really well.
Antem Lucic, you've taken over at a tough time for the Matildas. The former head coach, Alan Stajic, was sacked in January. There was some discontent within the team around that. Sam Kerr herself says she was shocked and upset. What have you done to try and rebuild the team? Because part of the reason for that sacking, the Football Federation Australia pointed to two surveys that showed cultural problems in the team. Mm. And according to an ABC report, they found fewer than one in five players thought the team environment was conducive to making them better players or people. What have you done to try and change the culture in the team? Was that your design?
Well, no. Well, actually, to be honest, all I've done is looked forward. You know, we speak about culture, and as I mentioned earlier, I've been to two World Cups with, you know, with the Australian men's team, and I know what a good culture looks like and a good environment. So when I came in, I just said to the players, you know, well, what's happened at the start of this journey? I'm not sure. It's in the past, but as of today, when I took over, and moving forward, we can really, you know, go together in the right direction, and we can change the way that this journey is going to end, and that's the World Cup, and just worrying about ourselves and just creating our own memories moving forward. So,
and if the Matildas perform poorly at this World Cup, how much responsibility do you think will fall on the shoulders of the FFA for changing coach like they did? In the way they do.
Oh, I don't know. Well, a lot of responsibility will fall on myself as well. That's part of the coaching game as well. You know, FFA made that call. They had their reasons. And as I said, I was happy to take the job. I was excited by the opportunity, and I've just decided to move forward. And again, you know, the main focus for myself, you know, coming into the role was really just to concentrate on the football. That's where I want most of the emphasis to go back on, because they're a good footballing side. We want to just get out on the field as soon as possible, work on our training, work on our playing style, work on the game. And as I said, I've been fortunate to be around some fantastic leaders and some fantastic professionals, not only players and staff. And, you know, I must say, in the two camps that I've been involved in so far, I've been delighted with the way the whole environment is and how it is moving forward as well.
Just briefly, are you going to stick around? Your contract runs out after the World Cup. There are reports of interest from A-League clubs. Would you stick around if you're offered the job with the Matildas?
Of course, I'll definitely consider it, as I did when I took over. But one thing I must say is that I've really enjoyed you know, working with these girls. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, they've had a big change in their careers with the national teams, particularly, you know, with the big tournament coming up. So I'm very focused to do a good job. And as I said, it's been a pleasure to work with these girls, because at the end of the day, all they want to do is really, you know, enjoy their football and learn, and they understand how big an opportunity is this World Cup to do well and to get some results. So I'm hoping to perform the platform for them to move forward and achieve something special.
We hope so too. Everyone loves the Matildas. Ante Milicic, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Ante Milicic is the head coach of the Matildas, the World Cup in France in 1 month's time. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 7.